to the Ado Show. If you are watching or streaming this episode, thank you so much for tuning in. I have an incredible show for you guys today. A lot of stuff has just been happening ever since I've just been planning to actually just tape this first segment of the Ado Show. I just want to let everybody know, when you are doing something that is so meaningful and that has a true vision to help other people, and it's been given to you, and you do it, don't be surprised when hell breaks loose, big or small. Just to let y'all know, if that did not make sense to you in this moment, it's okay. It might not make sense to everybody in this moment. Eventually, it will make sense to the individual hearing or watching. Or watching and hearing at the same time, if you are into watching videos. How are you guys doing, man? It's been a minute. I haven't been doing this, honestly. I will say this. If you've been watching this show for a pretty long time, you know that, and you, not even just for a pretty long time, but you're very like up to date on like, yo, new episode of the Ado Show. You know that I actually have taken like a long period of time to do nothing that pertains to the show, to the Ado Show. Yeah. I am very stoked about everything that is going to happen with this show. And you know why? Because I don't know what's going to happen myself. So everything that you guys are seeing is going to be new to me as well. And I'm just here for the ride. And I will say thank you for all the love. Honestly. I did not plan anything for today, and I intentionally did that. What's funny is I had a bunch of notes in my notes app, of course, listed out to do for the Ado Show today, and I was like, I'm going to talk about this, 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 and that. And none of that's relevant to today. It's all in the past, and it all does make sense still, but it's not relevant. And I feel like it's way better if I just didn't talk about the new segments and the funny stuff and the jokes and the stuff that I did in the past, which I don't mind doing. I just need to tell you guys a lot with the amount of minutes that I have now, because there's a timer that is telling me how many more minutes I have until the next segment that I have to do, which is going to be amazing, because this guy that I have on as a guest today, as a guest appearance, is amazing. He is my favorite person, and I'm so serious. He's my favorite person, and I just met him, and he's an incredible guy, and he's so talented, but more than his gift, he has an incredible heart. I'm serious. Back to what I was saying. So, back to what I was saying. For real, I have been in such a dump. I'm sorry, the way I said it to me was sounding funny. I might look like a fool right now. However, it has been such a learning experience on like me taking a long period of time just doing everything pertaining to nothing about the Ado Show, honestly. And I love this show because of its vision more than anything. And that's also music too. If you guys have followed me before this show, because I was doing music before this show happened, I'm still doing music. I'm working on new music right now. You guys know that I cherish the vision and journey and the meaning behind things, which is why I do what I do, and make it as professional as possible, because it's my heart to hire people who are professional and hire people that, even if they're not professional, but they know what they're doing. Yo, yeah, let's go. And hire doesn't mean, oh, they're on the road. I'm like, yo, I see you have a gift. You're always welcome to work with me. You can leave at any given moment because you're not mine. I don't own you. And the greatest thing about, I think, this whole thing is like, you can tune in and be inspired. And then you can tune in and not be inspired, but have a great laugh. Whatever you do, it's okay. It's all good. So that might have not made sense to anybody. However, I'm just letting you guys know that from the heart, I love the love for this show and for my music, for the music I do, for the show that I do. I love it. Thank you so much for all the love. You guys, I really have had such a realization on life in general. If this show, I was going to say talk show, but at this point, I don't even know what it is, honestly, if you ask me. Because people have been asking me, oh, what's the do show? Well, it's not a podcast and it's not a regular talk show on daytime television. So what is it, Adu? Adu doesn't know. However, I might not know, but this thing called the Adu show, I mean, I really don't know. And I'm not going to lie that I don't know. I really do not know. However, I like to be clueless when I know that if it affects somebody for inspiration, and it has a greater effect on somebody else than me, my work here is done. That's music too, because the Adu show is just everything that pertains to life's essentials and having fun. Anyway, there's more of the Adu show after this. I'll be right back. Stick around. My guest for today is an incredible keyboard player. I want to just say piano player, because just this guy's insane. He's played with so many people. Help me welcome Dexter, the man, the myth, the legend, the guy. We were talking a few minutes before. And by the way, I just want to say I'm bad at intros, so just don't mind me.
I get you.
Did you just say obviously?
Nah. Yo, and I was like, I get you, because I'm bad at intros too, bro.
I'm like,
yo,
okay.
Obviously is crazy.
This is going, bro. I was hoping that, it's funny. You know what's so funny? I said, I hope this guy is worth my time right now. Because, man, dude, I could be doing a lot of other things. But I love my show. And I do it for anybody. You're an amazing person. You're a talented human being. You are like, you are just amazing. And you're just dope. Dope people, for real, hands down.
Thanks, bro. Means a lot, bro.
Mm-hmm. Really does it. Really does
yeah,
it.
Bro. Yeah, bro. Yeah, yo, I love to do this shit, bro. Like, I try to do my music and shit to like uplift people. So like, you know, if that's true, like, thank you, bro.
of course. But how are you doing, man? What's up? Thanks for stopping by. I really have loved this guy from the start, honestly, for real. But how are you doing, man? What's up?
Yo, I'm good. I just got off all my classes for the day. I'm settled, ready for the interview. I'm ready to talk, bro.
Friday.
Yeah.
Taping on a Friday. Don't know if this is going to come out on a Friday. All right, let me stop. Okay. All right. I'm just excited. All right. So, bro, you in New York. That's my hometown.
Big city.
That's not my hometown. It is a big city. Maryland.
Maryland. Maryland in
I got you. Okay, let's move on. So we've covered that. We have a bunch in common. One of those things is we both play keys. Do it real well. Mm-hmm. Really, really well. How did you get your start,
how did I start in piano?
My guy.
Why am I stumbling? I get you. But like I started when I was like 4 or 3. So I mean I started in classical piano. So like I was in that whole space, and then it wasn't really working for me. And I was like, you know, I'm trying to go do my own stuff. I'm trying to like kind of expand my vocabulary. So I kind of switched over to jazz, and then I've been playing jazz for like what two? Not this, I guess. Now it's 3 years. So I'm surprised I even got to this school, yo, off of 3 years of jazz playing. But I'm still in the jazz world now. So I'm just trying to get my foot in the door. You get me? I've been playing for like 15 years. So I'm at MSM right now, and I'm just doing my thing. I'm also working on this album too, bro. Like, I mean, this is like a beat tape is coming out like the end of this year too, bro.
I'm excited for it.
Cold, bro. Yeah, bro. I'm just doing like all this. I'm just doing a bunch of music I like, bro.
I was gonna jump into that right quick about the record, because I was like, I usually don't do this. However, I've been gearing towards doing this a lot with artists coming on the show, jumping right into the record. But I'm like, that's something that has been on my mind since I've been doing my research on you and discovering more about you. And I'm sitting up here and I'm like, okay, I hear him playing, but then I hear him playing his own stuff as well. And you kind of can, you know, see and make the separation into what they can do, like what they can do with somebody else and what they can do with their own creativity, and then create that and then give it to other people to work with for just, you know, themselves. Mm. And so I'm seeing two tracks that have question marks, and I'm sitting up here, I'm like, this guy is just so dope. These tracks, bro.
I think I was trying to figure out a title, but then I was like, you know what, I might as well just do the question marks.
I thought you had nothing there. I said, bro said he was about to release a record, but the guy just said at the same time, I don't have any like two tracks yet.
It'll be awesome. You know, I want it to be like, it's not going to be like a certain genre. I want it to be kind of like something like just music that I like to make, you know?
Yeah.
Also, it's like, this is my first thing I've ever like worked on, like putting out. So I'm gonna try to like do it. I'm trying to like put my like sound as a musician out there. You know what I mean? So
I think one of the greatest things, bro, especially in this time, is first of all, I just want to say I'm really excited about the music, like wholeheartedly, and the new record. I really believe, especially with people like you, man, that the greatest music, and I'm not trying to be corny or cliche when I say this, I believe that the greatest music is about to come out of people like us And that's not to uplift. I'm not trying to like put us on a pedestal, but I truly believe that. And I don't always want to be like opinionated when I say that, but man, I realize I've always had this connotation or this thought, the thought of all I hear is jazz, because most of the musicians I know that are in school for music are just doing jazz. But then I was just interviewing a guy and he was just doing straight up hip hop, and his record was just dope and he just released it. And I'm sitting up here, I'm like, you do jazz every day, all day. And I'm not one of those people who are blind to knowing that other people have other sides to them. But then at times I just forget that they do other things, and that there's other things that can be done and discovered, especially in one's individual creativity and personality too, because you know we're all growing as people, which makes this whole music thing just amazing. But your gift is incredible, man. Where do you see this I guess I can just say, like, as an artist, like, going for you?
I mean, what I'm trying to do is, I like the stuff about, like, all the jazz. Like, I'm here learning how to play jazz. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to take my knowledge and what I gained from all, like, the music I grew up on, the music I've been listening to. Like, I'm trying to take all that, put it into, like, something completely new, like, all this stuff I'm learning right now, like I'm learning it, I'm actively like doing, I'm spending hours a day on this stuff. But on the side, I'm also working on my own stuff, trying to apply that to like my songs, to like my music, to my compositions. So it's like, I'm trying to like take everything like I know and kind of like build it into like this own like unique shape of like music, if you get what I mean. And that's just kind of what I've been like pursuing. And I think like in the future, like artistically, I think my hope is that I guess like I can just like put my music out. I hope I can just connect with people. I hope my music, like, at least I wanted to touch at least a couple people, you know what I mean? But like all the stuff I've been doing, it's just to kind of form my own personal image as a musician, you get me?
When did you start songwriting?
I mean, I've always been like songwriting. Like I've been songwriting since I was like a little kid, but like recently, like I just started like writing my stuff down. It's like, I had all these songs in my head, like all this music I've been working on. And it's like, oh, like, why don't I just write this stuff down? And like, I got to school and I was like, you know what? I'm finna come here and I'm gonna start studying. I'm gonna start working. And then second semester, it's, and I'm like, you know what? I need to start making music alongside of that. And so I took all the music I was working on in my head and I said, you know what? Let me start to write it down. Let me start to compose it. And let me try to this year, like put some of my focus onto that area, so I can put my own sound out and build this unique sound while also taking in and learning about more information. You know what I mean?
I like that, man. I'm definitely taking something from that myself too. I'm just like, okay, cool. All right, Dexter's doing it. I feel inspired to do something of that nature. All right, that's just kind of, I kind of feel that. But I feel this as well. Concerts. Do you prefer doing that a lot, or do you prefer doing, just a funny question, which probably a lot of people for the past like two episodes I've probably been asking the same question, do you enjoy performing live or just being in the room just creating, even if it's not in a studio?
I think there's freedom to like both aspects of that. Like when you're in the studio, you have the freedom to like mess up, make mistakes. I mean, you have that freedom when playing live, but in the studio, you have basically unlimited retries, I guess. But when playing live, it's like you're kind of in the moment. So I prefer it more. But what I'm trying to do is like, I'm trying to take the studio, like recording aspect, all the things which aren't necessarily associated with like the genre of jazz. I'm trying to find a way to like meld them into something that I can all do like live. Like, I wish I had an example, but I mean, there's not really people I know that really do that, but that's kind of what I'm trying to do, you know what I mean?
Of course, love it. I know it's the beginning of this year, but I know a lot of people have been doing so much, and I'm like, I want to hear what you've been doing. This just this past January, I'm like, oh my gosh, like too many people have been doing so many things, I can't even keep up. I'm like, what has been Dexter just like doing, like even if it's not musically, like, because I feel like you're just inspirational, just and I, like Robin, just looking at you, I'm just like, this is just like. I need this energy, like, for real. And I'm serious. I'm just like, I know people are gonna be like, what is this guy talking about? And why is he moving his hands like this? Mm-hmm. And we're not going to, like, I know what you're thinking. I know exactly what you're thinking. I'm gonna be in the room, sitting right next to you, like, you know, watching this with you. But like, literally, like, what has been happening with Dexter in the past January, man?
I mean, bro, I just been like. I've been working out, you know what I mean? I've been on that like for a couple of years. Like that's like my routine. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I've been on that. Yo, music is like in everything I do, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like every time I'm like doing some kind of work or like any type of like activity, like it's music is gonna be either like involved in like either the forefront, not even the background, because if I'm even doing something and music is in the background, I'll hear the music above what I'm doing. So it's like, but if I'm like, I guess, yeah, usually I just be going to the gym, bro. I'd be just telling you.
That's most of our go-tos. No, bro, I'm not even friend. That's I literally had a friend over here, and he was just like, I just cannot stop going, like, to Planet Fitness. So he literally just outed himself, and I'm like, okay. But then he'll come back to me, and I'm so serious. He'll be like, I really still just don't care to eat a piece of cake or two or three. Mm-hmm. And he, like, you know, the guy has a great body and all and whatnot, but he's like, but I feel like nature calls. I'm like, no, nature is calling. You calling for the cake yourself. Ain't no nature calling. That don't make sense.
Like, I mean, it's like, I mean, if I, like, when I go, bro, when I work out, it's, like, yo, it's, like, my whole schedule, like, I have, like, when I do it, it's, like, my whole schedule is, like, complete, and it's, like, I feel like I've, like, made, a lot of progress in the day, you get me?
Yeah, yeah.
It's beneficial, but, like, yo, if, like, at this point, it's been, like, 2-3 years now, and it's, like, if I don't work out, it's, like, you're missing, like, a pretty big part of your day. You get what I mean?
Well, I understand that, especially from that viewpoint, because when you do something continuously and it kind of becomes a part, I believe it becomes a part of your daily life. So when you don't do it, you feel a certain like void, and it's like a big old hole that's like, I need to fill it. It's empty. I need to lift weights. I need to lift. And it's just like, it's just this urgent feeling. And you'll do whatever, even if it's like going to your neighbors next door and you don't even know them, and they're from a, they're not, you know, they ain't from the area, you know. But it's just like, you know, you'll do anything, and I understand that. But then, you know, that's a positive effect, though, because, A, it's not like you're harming yourself in any type of way or harming anybody else. So you're doing good for your body, and it's crazy that you're talking about this, because as we speak right now, which I really shouldn't be talking about, and I probably get in trouble for this because I don't know if this is going to be determined or confirmed, but we're supposed to be doing something with the health and mental awareness, health awareness and mental awareness shows that are coming up, and we're gathering a lot of people to talk just about that and how it can really take over your whole day, like literally lifting, running, cardio, all that, literally. And exercise, people, like literally, I feel like it just encouragement, bro. Like X says, I'm telling myself that, and there's probably like people like watching, which I know who they are, and they're like, dude, is there anything else you want to say? I feel like when I want to give you the floor to say whatever.
I don't know. What could I say? I mean,
you don't even have to say anything.
I mean, About me or about you? I mean, I could ask you questions.
Sure.
I mean, yo, I do have some questions. I do have some questions.
I can keep talking all day and get to know you and stuff, honestly. But
only question is like, when are we finna like work on some music though? But like,
no. Like, hey, you said it. I thought it. So dude,
I'm down, bro.
I'm hearing you say that, and I'm like, okay, well, if you really real, and you really want to do this for real,
I'm down, bro. I'm so down.
Cause I feel like you really doped than me, honestly. Season 2 of the Ado Show.
Oh, the season, yo! I'm so ready for season 2,
bro.
That's what they call it. The album too, bro.
Yeah, in the album, yo. And so like I'm working at three things at once, and I'm like only one guy, and I'm managing it. But I'm not complaining because I asked for it, and I also am seeing the fruit bear, and I'm excited for it. And the layout just came out yesterday for it, and I actually have it on my phone. I have it on this desktop, but I have it on my phone, and we're just. When this episode comes out, it'll be the old logo, but then there's a new logo for season 2. And please come back for season 2 because you're just really dope. I feel, you know what's so crazy? Dexter, let me be honest with you.
Yo, what's up?
If I met you for the first time and we were just vibing, I would think you'd hate me, or not hate me, but like, dislike me.
Nah.
Yeah. Also, because I feel like I'm really goofy, like really, really goofy. And I don't, you know, like your perception is just like very like cool and stuff, and mine is not. You feel me?
Nah, bro.
Can I tell truth? I know I'm supposed to be asking more questions, but let me be honest. I'm awake, but I'm just I forget I'm on camera, so I'm gonna look at this back and be like, I hope this is a great tape. But I'm like, it's great because Dexter's just making it great. Dexter's here. There's more of the Ado Show after this. I'll be right back. Stick around. Welcome back to the Ado Show. This segment is called Rapid Fire. What song do you always blast when no one's around?
Damn. Yo!
And your this guy was not ready for that.
I was not ready for
you can pass. Okay, tell us three interesting things we'd find in your house.
I got this really cool like thing called like a SP-404. You know what that is? It's like a beat making device. It's like bro, I got it. Hold on, let me show you this shit.
How rapid fire is this?
Bro, hold on. Peep this, bro. This shit is crazy. I got this thing right here. It's called a SP-404SX. It's like a beat making machine, but it's like, it's pretty popular, but it's like you have all this shit on it. It's mad old though, but this thing is like so cool. It makes like
wait. Can I see the front of it?
Yeah.
Bro, the SP-404SX. That reminds me of the Roland SPD-SX that I have.
Bro, it's the same thing, bro.
Yeah.
That's what it's so good, bro. It's amazing.
That is really an older model, man.
Yeah. This thing is... They don't even sell these anymore, bro. That's why it's so cool. Literally.
Two other things or not?
I mean, let me think. I mean, not on me, but like back in my house in Chicago, I mean, the most interesting thing, probably that low key. I got that, and I got a ton of classical music that I just have like never used. Like I have just like books of music that I haven't ever read. I'd probably get into. I mean, that's kind of interesting to have, I guess.
This is rapid fire.
You're
not going rapid fire right now.
Yeah, bro. It's hard, bro. These questions are...
I'm playing. I was thinking about doing that. I was thinking about saying that. I'm like, a dude don't sound like a dude. If you had a time machine, what time period would you go back to?
I'm trying to go back... Shit, anywhere after, like... Anywhere after the Civil Rights Movement, bro. I'm not gonna lie to you. it's gotta be like, yo, low key music was crazy in the
80s. Yes.
Music in the like the 70s and the 80s, like that's what's up. That music was mad good. Yo, Miles Davis was mad like in the late 60s and the 70s. Miles was going crazy. So I low key would love to go to the 60s and the 70s.
That's maybe your history lesson for today. All right, what's the fastest you've ever driven in a car?
Like 100, like maybe like 105. Yo.
No. See, you don't know me. I don't even know people who I know. I don't even know people I know to drive even 10 over the speed limit. So, yeah. We still friends though. It's okay. Actually, no. We'll do this and then another one. What's your worst habit?
Well, procrastinating, bro. I procrastinate like crazy sometimes. Like, I like leave shit off to like a day after. Definitely procrastinating. I procrastinate a lot.
Finish the sentence. I feel cheerful when
I make music.
Dexter, everybody.
Thank you. Thanks for having me,
bro. Thanks for having me. Mm-hmm. Thanks for stopping by the show, man. Please come back for season two. I love your energy. And I promise you, I'm going to be more awake. And I promise you, like, I won't be as goofy. That's not a promise.
It's cool. I fuck with it, though.
No, but I really love having you. And we'll definitely talk some more. Dexter, everybody, stick around. There's more of the Ado Show after this. I'll be right back. All the time that I have for today. If you would like to view clips from today's show, head on over to my YouTube channel for more exclusive content. Also,
why did I do this and not that? I don't know why.
If you want to stream full episodes of the show, you can, since this show is on all streaming platforms, and those streaming platforms are available for download on the Google Play Store and the App Store. And finally, make sure to tune in to this show every day, only on YouTube.com and on all other streaming platforms available.
I want to say thanks to my incredible, talented, gifted, and his heart is amazing. I want to say thanks to Dexter. Love. Love hard if needed to. Don't love hard if it's not needed for. Because there's different types of love. And loving hard is not always the greatest thing that you can do in the moment. Thank you, Jesus, for everybody who's tuned in. I love them all. And you love them too. I know people have always had a heart for the show and the meaning behind it. You guys have been so funny and so crazy at the same time. If everything went away, like I said before, the vision still stays the same. I told somebody the other day, and I've been telling people this, actually not just the other day, but I've been telling a lot of people this for a minute. I said, if I did not do the Ado show ever again, like, if this was my last episode, then I'm cool. Because the Ado show is not really mine, even though, yes, I created it. However, this man is just to inspire people. That's it. All right? That's it. I am not obligated to do this show for life. If I do it for life, cool. And that's the same thing with music. Don't give up. Do what you love. Be honest with yourself. Your heart doing this let you know why you're here. And if you don't know that, it's because you have a purpose. I don't know what that purpose is. Just like I don't know the purpose of this Ado show, of this Ado show thing in detail. I just know that from the beginning, I've just been inspiring. And the people that have been on this show, that have made the Ado show the way the Ado show is, including even this whole entire episode that you are watching or streaming / hearing right now, is all because of the vision. And the vision is greater than Ado. This might be the Ado show and the Ado show. And the reason why I did that is because it's not really the Ado show, because the Ado show is really not about me. It's just the Ado show is what Ado is Ado's vision. People who are inspired, that's it. I believe there's a deeper meaning to that too. That will probably be revealed later. I gotta stop talking because I'm gonna start talking for the rest of this show and just like, I love this. I love doing this. However, guys, thank you so much for watching this show. This is not the end of the show. I'm just letting y'all know. I'm talking like this and yada, yada, yada. The next episode's going to come up right after this. I'm just going to let y'all know. All right. Stay cool. Live life. Until next time.